give up, true lovers of America. Even as we speak, moves are being made to drive the invaders back to the land from which they came. Defeat the would-be dictators and lift the chains of tyranny from around your neck. Stay strong. Stay brave. You're not forgotten, and you're not alone. Until next time, patriots, this is Free America signing out.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Studio located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire. Here it is on Friday, September number 7.
Freedom Friday.
September number 7 in the year of our Lord 2018. It is Freedom Friday. For all of you new listeners, what we do here on Fridays is take things a little bit lighter than we do during the rest of the week. We have a lot more fun. We clean up the paper pile, talk about some silly stuff. Just about anything goes, almost any subject under the sun. You can even suggest subjects. You can call in 603-499-7325 or Skype to Skype using Rod Eccles. That's how you do it. Yes, indeed, because we're about ready to slide on into the weekend and celebrate some continuing freedoms here in this wonderful land of ours, thanks to POTUS number 45, Donald J. Trump. That people are, the economy numbers are out, and every time we're about ready to have some economy numbers, the people in D.C. get these numbers before we do, and they get some leanings earlier in the week about which way the numbers are going to go. And when anybody notice that it seems like whenever the numbers are going to come out that they're just going to be like off the charts almost, that's when these nut jobs over there on the left really act up. I mean, Elizabeth Warren is now, she's on the warpath. Well, why the hell is she on the warpath? Yeah, remember about a year and a half ago when Nancy Pelosi said, oh, these tax cuts are just crumbs. And then for a while, you had a bunch of people, leftists and leftist economists. Wages are stagnant. And what did I tell you about that? Did I not say, because it is not artificial what Trump did, everything is going to gradually happen naturally? You have to give it some time. Because if it happens naturally, it means things are going to be at a controlled pace, not controlled by government, but controlled by natural forces, which means you're not going to have any inflation. Folks, we don't have any inflation. You know, the Fed is like, well, you know, we want to keep inflation at under 2%. They've been steadily trying to raise the benchmark rate at the Federal Reserve in order to keep inflation in check. The problem is that most of the time they meet, they don't raise it. Why? Because even though some of them are big leftists, know that it's not a good idea. Why? Because there is no inflation. And really, them raising the rate isn't halting inflation at all. In fact, right now, the Fed has absolutely very little to do with how our economies, well, other than, you know, if they wanted to raise the rates to ridiculous levels, they could kill the economy, sure. But these slight raises that they've been doing hasn't affected anything. And that's because nothing is being forced. So right now, the central bank in this country is kind of out of the picture. Now, look, I'm not the one that is saying this. Now, I believe it. But there are you know, truthful economists out there who are starting to say, look, right now the Fed can play a huge role in this economy, but they're not. And they're not because you've got some in the Fed board who understand what's going on, and they actually do like this country. And they're not in it for politics. And the Federal Reserve likes making money. And right now, the Federal Reserve is making money hand over fist. They're being paid back all that money plus interest that they loaned out during the Great Recession. They like it. So they're not gonna hamper it yet. They want to get all their money back so they can loan it out again and make even more. I mean, that's how this works. Unfortunately. So now we've got a jobless. We've got the jobless claims number out. We've got the job creation numbers out. We've got the job wage numbers out. And that is what has the left in a tizzy right now. Now, I don't know, if you have a job and you're getting a raise and you're starting to get ahead, what you believe that, you know, you're starting to live comfortably for the first time in years. Do you think you're going to vote for somebody who wants to end that? Now, believe it or not, yes, some people will. I know I'm not that naive as to think, well, nobody's going to vote to end their job. There are some people who are going to believe, because they're leftists themselves deep in their heart, and they're going to believe all the bullshit that these wonderful, especially these wonderful Democratic socialists that seem to be, you know, all of a sudden starting to win in a few states. They're going to believe these people. Yeah, I get to keep my job. I'm going to keep my job. We're going to get rid of Trump. We're going to get all this free stuff. They're buying it. I know, folks. I know. They're not paying attention. The main problem is, folks. Now I'm going to put. I know what the problem is. I know what the problem is. The problem isn't what you think. You think it's a bunch of, you know, politicos, and you think it's a swamp. The swamp is bad, but right now the swamp is not the problem. No, the swamp is not the problem. Because, you know, we could start draining the swamp a lot faster than we are right now. We need to vote some, you know, anti-swamp people, pro-Trump people into Congress this November. That'll help. The more of them we get into Congress, the faster things will get drained up there. I get it. And that's where a lot of people is focusing on, and that's exactly what you should be focusing on. You need to get these people elected. But when it comes to looking at the economy, when it comes to looking at newfound worldwide respect. Now, don't get me wrong. Just because we've got newfound worldwide respect doesn't mean that everybody across the world is going to do what the hell we want them to do. That has never happened in the history of the world, let alone our country. This is not the swamp that's the problem in this case. It's not the swamp. You know, we have a roaring economy. And what do you have? You have a bunch of people out there saying, stop Donald Trump. Stop him from what? Resist Donald Trump. Resist what exactly? You ask them this question, and there's no reply. There's no answer. I mean, has anybody seen all of a sudden we've got all this this marketing, and we've seen the fat Jabba the Hutt running around? Now, I'm talking about Michael Moore, his new documentary, Fahrenheit 11/9. Now, it's flipping. And he said, well, that's the day that Donald Trump got elected, 11/9. You know, it's just the opposite of 9/11. And so instead of coming out November 9th, it's coming out September 21st, talking about confusing people. But in any case, he says, we got to stop Trump. Why do they hate on this guy so much? Well, you probably already know the answer to that. But, however, the answer is not really what you think. I'm telling you, folks, it's not. You think it's the swamp. They're part of the problem. They're not the main problem. You know, you're thinking, well, maybe it's Hollywood with all these anti-Trump type of movies like Fahrenheit 11/9 and a couple of movies that came out and, you know, them doing the, so there's some videos out there that these, you know, home video creators have done that show the depiction of assassinating Trump and stuff like that. Yeah, there's a few of those out there. It's not them. I will tell you the biggest problem in this country. And you already know the answer, but you don't know they're our biggest problem. And no, it's not social media. I mean, some people are going, well, social media, look what Twitter just did to Alex Jones, right? Just banned him for life. What, a day after Jack Dorsey goes up to, I didn't know Jack Dorsey had a nose ring. I never really, you know, look at pictures of him all that often. Jack Dorsey has changed. Just physically, you know, his physical features. Now, I remember first seeing him, he didn't have a beard. And his eyes didn't look as sunken as they are and shallow as they are now. I'm not saying that the man is tired. Anybody remember the temporary transformation of Paul Ryan? Remember when some people were saying, well, Paul Ryan grew that beard, you know, a few years ago when he just before he delivered the largest budget in American history at that up to that particular point in time. You know, everybody says, well, he grew a beard because it was Movember. Like, it was January. Movember is in November. And every time he appeared with Barack Obama, the president at that time, it looked like he was in a trance. His face had been changed. He wasn't the same bright face kind of guy anymore. Now, this is a guy that started all trying to turn some congressmen into sex symbols because he was doing not Tybo or insanity, but the X thing. P90X. Everybody knew he was doing P90X, and he had gotten a bunch of other congressmen to do the same thing, and they were all getting jacked. So everybody was talking about Paul Ryan being this, you know, this youthful, jack, in shape, you know, sexy congressman and type of. Everybody remember that? I remember it. Look, you know, he's got those puppy dog eyes. He's just, I didn't think he was, you know, all that cute. He's got a huge nose. But his eyes did exactly what Jack Dorsey's are doing now. They look dark. They had dark circles and like they were sunken. But he also looked like he was in a trance. For like 3 or 4 months, I'm like, what the hell is wrong? Does anybody else notice Paul Ryan doesn't look like Paul Ryan? And I brought this up I don't know how many times. And everybody just looked at me, what are you talking about? I'm like, look at the before and after pictures. Look at Paul Ryan before his beard and Paul Ryan now. They don't look the same. Forget the beard. Now we've got Jack Dorsey. Jack Dorsey before, no beard. Jack Dorsey now, beard and a nose ring. And he's got the same sunken eyes that Ryan had back in the day. Now, I don't know what that means other than... Then with Jack Dorsey, I have never seen the picture of this man looking happy. Now, sure, you watch a video interview. He may smile and laugh at a joke or two here and there. But every time they take a solid picture of this guy, I mean a good solid picture, he is so solemn. He is so sunken. He just looks angry all the time. He does not look happy. Now, Paul Ryan looked like he was in a trance in out in outer space somewhere. Jack Dorsey just looks angry. Now, if you look at pictures of Jack Dorsey before he grew the beard and put in that nose ring, he didn't look this way. Now, I don't know what it means. I'm not saying it's some sort of witchcraft or anything like that, but I'm just telling you, folks, there has been a change. Now, yeah, he's always been a leftist. I get it. But there has been a change with Dorsey here. But the man never looks happy. Never. So I don't know what that means. I know some people are going to say, well, this is a conspiracy theory. No, I'm not putting forth a conspiracy theory. We'll get into that. But let me tell you, let me get back to the point of why and who is responsible for all this nonsense that we're experiencing here in this country. And it isn't the swamp. The swamp, believe it or not, is just a result. The swamp is just the result of what we've got going on, of who's responsible. Now, some of you already know, and some of you, when you hear this, you're going to say, that makes so much sense. Of course it does, because I'm saying it. And folks, the biggest problem we have in this country is not Congress. It's not leftist Hollywood. It's not the little, run around the street millennials and snowflakes. No, the biggest problem in this country that we have right now and have had for the past 10 years at least, I mean, major problem, is the mainstream, we call it the lamestream media. They are the biggest problem because they will not report the news. They will not report facts. If they don't like a story, no matter how important it is, no matter how clear it is, they will not report it. They will instead harp on stuff that is not a story, even stuff that they know is made up. I mean, how many times have we seen a CNN story be debunked, but CNN keeps pressing it? And then when you think they finally have to give up on the fake story, then they come back and say, well, what if it was this way then? And they'll go out and find some anonymous source that says, yeah, it could be that way. Oh, it could be? Well, this is very disturbing. It's our biggest problem is the press. And you have a lot of people who are now have high-paying jobs, who are getting raises, whose taxes are lower, so they're keeping more money in their pockets. They have more money to spend. They have more money to save and invest. They're able to do things that they could not do before for a very long period of time, if at all ever. And they're going to vote for the people who are going to take all that away from them. But they only watch the lamestream media, so all they know is there's something wrong with Trump, this economy isn't real, and their money in their pocket is just crumbs, so they better do something about it if they want to have a better life in the future. And they better vote for somebody who wants big government, who's going to give them free education, who's going to give them free health care, who's going to give them free food, who's going to give them free everything. And not once do they see stories about what happens in Sweden, about Finland cutting their taxes and government services, about France starting to cut down on immigration from these Muslims and putting up with their bullcrap, about Italy turning boats away, about Greece saying, we're broke, we can't afford this, you're not taking these people, we're not letting any more in, about Hungary saying, no, we're not letting these people in, about Canada's economy being in the shit toilet. You're not hearing about Mexico and the U.S. coming to agreement on NAFTA, on their own version of NAFTA, and Canada saying, well, we better do something. You're not hearing about the EU saying, hey, let's make a trade deal, Mr. Trump, and they do it. You're not hearing about China preparing to come to the United States to stop the tariff war, so-called tariff. You're not hearing any of that in the lamestream media. So all of these voters out there are not hearing this. What they're hearing on a constant drumbeat is Trump is awful. Why is he awful? It doesn't matter. We said he's awful. He's awful. That's all that counts. We got to get rid of him. Hey, Elizabeth Warren, why is he awful? Because he's not presidential. He needs to be impeached. Impeach 45. Impeach 45. That's all the lamestream media does. That's all half the country is hearing. and seeing it isn't the swamp. It's not the swamp is not our biggest problem. The swamp is not our biggest enemy, folks. Our biggest enemy in this country is the lamestream media, plain and simple. And nobody else is telling you that. They're saying, oh, lamestream media is bad. You know, they're baddie. They're terrible. Look at, and they're always pointing to, you know, CNN and MSMS. Let me tell you, it's the whole lot of them. This is not news anymore. This is propaganda. And they're all in cahoots with one another. Sure, you have a few outliers. You know, you may have the Boston Globe and the New York Post and maybe a little bit of the Washington Times. And, of course, you have Fox on the video side. But that's about it, really. They're outliers. The vast majority of where Americans get their news is being produced by the lamestream media. Well, I get my news from Twitter. Well, first of all, Twitter is a left-leaning, idiot type of social media source. And most of their stuff out there, that you get the news that you get off of Twitter, I see it every day, comes from these lamestream media sources. So don't tell me you're getting your news from Twitter. You're not. Twitter is just the outlet. You're getting your news from the lamestream media. It doesn't matter. It could be on TV. You could be looking at it on YouTube. It's still the same outlets. Lamestream media is this country's biggest enemy. Our own media. Which is why you've got to get people to pay attention to other stuff other than... I know CNN's numbers are down. You would like to think that that's a beautiful thing. Well, how are they still in business if it's such a beautiful thing? It's simply because, don't believe, you know, I get it. I get the initial views. You know, CNN doesn't have as many viewers as Alex Jones has. I get it. But that's as far as that goes. Alex Jones does not have the reach that CNN has. And CNN wanted to make sure that Alex Jones didn't get the reach that they had. Because when you repost something on Twitter or any social media, are you getting it mostly from Alex Jones or is more of it coming from CNN? More of it's coming from CNN. Now this is now I'm about to make this announcement, folks, and I'm dead serious about this. I will never knowingly ever again from this point forward. I will never knowingly repost any news in video or print format. I will never knowingly do it coming from CNN or MSNBC. I have just banned them from the Rod Echols show because they're dangerous. They are the problem. They are the enemy. And I'm not being conspiratorial, folks. You happen to know that it's the damn truth.
You're listening to the Rod Echols show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Listening to The Rod Eccles Show.
And welcome back. Yeah, we,
knowing the day I was born.
We know that there's all kinds of issues with the news. We know that the news does all kinds of, especially lately, all kinds of so-called exposés and whatnot, and it's one of those things that it's hard. Well, it's hard to say exactly when all this began. I mean, because a lot of times, you know, you wanna go ahead and you wanna try to figure out, when certain things began, so you could take it from there, right? So you know what you're looking for. You know how to prevent it in the future. You know how to handle it. You know who the big culprits are. You know how to take them out or take them down or what have you. You know how to prevent, you know, you know how to watch them so you know where they're going next. So it's good to know where the beginning and beginning is, and it's hard to fathom or find out when the beginning of all of this media hates America, when it started. Now, this is something that I don't know exactly when. I mean, we started to see some of the leanings back in the 60s. And folks, you know, I've done a little bit of searching and a little bit of research on this subject, so I do know a little bit of what I'm talking about. Now, I got to tell you, the media is very good at hiding their true intentions. Now, it's a lot more difficult now than it used to be to hide their true intentions. And I'm going to give you a name, and everybody's just going to go, oh, "What are you talking about?" Let me tell you when the lamestream media, I can't give you an exact date, but it started to come about and they started hiding their real intentions when they put this particular man on the air. He goes by the name of Walter Cronkite. Walter Cronkite was a big lefty the first night he appeared on the nightly news. Little known fact, I've read a couple of stories. Edward R. Murrow did not like Walter Cronkite. Edward R. Murrow was a true journalist. Get the facts, report the facts, tell the facts, all the facts. Let the people decide for themselves. Edward R. Murrow was a journalistic genius. He did not like Walter Cronkite. No, that's what I read. Is that true? I don't know. Both men have passed away. Yeah, Walter Cronkite's dead, right? Yeah, they're gone. We can't ask them. But evidently, he didn't like Walter. I don't know why. It doesn't matter. The point is that Walter Cronkite went on for two decades being the most trusted man in America. The most trusted man in America had a hidden agenda and lied to you every night. But back then, you didn't have a choice. You had the three major networks. You had a little bit of PBS. You had the New York Times and the LA, the LA Times, Chicago Sun, Miami Herald, that kind of stuff. That's what you had. And remember, the power of the media. This goes back to the late 1800s, the power of the media, and the media at the time was the newspaper. It is a true story. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. It is a true story. Dad, is there a Santa Claus? Write the paper, ask the paper, because if they say he's real, then it's true. And that's where we got the story from. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. It actually happened. A lot of the stuff that we see that we see as stories today, you know, they're putting cartoons or their movies or their holiday specials, and we think that they're just these wonderful little stories that somebody made up. No, they're based on true historical facts. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus is based on a real New York Times editorial based on a little girl's written question to them. Now, they use all sort of convoluted ways to say it, but then the New York Times editorial staff lied to that little girl. And she believed them. Did it start then? What we've got here is we have an enemy of the people, an enemy of the free people. Because we have a bunch of people in the press that fully understand the power of the press. And they have been infiltrating themselves with nothing but a bunch of leftists for decades now. And now it gets to the point where 90% of those in the news media and the journalistic world, if you want to call it that, are leftists. They used to hide it. Most of them don't hide it anymore. They'll lie to you. No, we're very, you know, objective. And then they proceed to give you a story that is highly unobjective. We know it. I mean, even the most biased leftist can tell you, well, that's not an objective story. That's not objective reporting. And they shouldn't be objective, is what they'll tell you. But they won't tell you the truth. They won't tell you the whole truth. They'll tell you parts of it. Or they'll even just make it up. How many times have we caught MS and CNN just making up stuff and reporting it as news? And you people think, a lot of you people out there think this is new. This is not new. Does anybody remember 2020 and 60 Minutes getting caught making up stuff? I always go back, I think it was 1988. Maybe it was 88, somewhere around there, late 80s, early 90s. 2020 was caught making up a story about Hyundai. Now, Hyundai was, you know, when first coming out, they were throwaway cars. They were pieces of crap. They were Korean crap? They were crap. The Hyundai Excel and that Hyundai little 4x4 thing that only girls, if you were a guy driving that thing, everybody thought that you were gay because the only girls drove those things. But they did this expose on Hyundai, especially this little 4x4, because it was the first salvo against the upcoming SUV. You know, SUVs were around before the late 80s, early 90s. But just like the minivan, well, the minivan was pretty new, but just like the minivan was starting to become very, very, very popular. And everybody was starting to build minivans, not just Chrysler. Well, these SUVs were starting to come out that people were buying. I mean, before they were really sport utility vehicles and, you know, sportsmen and, you know, they were utilitarian. They weren't very, they were like pickup trucks. You know, pickup trucks used to be a cheap form of transportation. Now they're all luxury. We got it. That's not the way they used to be. 70s and 80s pickup trucks were not luxurious. 70s and 80s SUVs were not luxurious. And they were all big. They weren't. So, you know, Hyundai thought that they would start getting in on this newfound genre of automobile called the SUV in the little mini one. These things were tiny and they were cheap. But they had a problem. They had a high center of gravity, meaning that if you made sharp maneuvers or sharp turns with them, they tended to tip over. And it was one of the tippiest vehicles on the roads of that day. Now, 2020 decided they were going to do an expose on Hyundai because Hyundai was starting to sell millions of cars. I think their Hyundai Excel was the first. It was at that particular point in time, a new nameplate and a new model. It was the fastest to sell a million vehicles in the country up to that point in time. I mean, they were really cheap. They were like, you know, $6,000 or $7,000, basic. And they didn't really go more than 50,000 miles. You were lucky to get it to go 100,000 miles. They were just throwaway cars. I mean, today's throwaway cars, they're costing you less than $15,000. You can get it for $12,000, $13,000, $14,000. They still have those kind of throwaway cars. That's what the Hyundai Excel was. It really was. I should know. My ex-wife owned one. But anyway, so they did this expose on this little SUV. Can't remember the damn name of this thing. But it wasn't even really a 4x4. And basically what they pretty much did is, you know, put this beginning tiny SUV sort of style on a raised Hyundai Excel platform. Well, that was pretty dumb because it definitely changed the center of gravity. And it raised it, so now it became easier to tip. So what did 2020 do? Instead of just using the real car and just going ahead and showing the story and writing the story about these things being able to tip so easy, They went and modified them so they would tip even easier for the story. Well, that's fake. So 2020 made these cars, little tiny SUVs, seem more dangerous than they actually were. Now, I think, I don't remember exactly, but I think Hyundai did actually sue ABC for this. But, and that's how it came out. And I think Consumer Reports got sued about something like similar. Because Consumer Reports, their credibility took a hit for a little while. Because they were making stuff up. Well, they weren't fully making up. They were just making it more dramatic. Now ABC News 2020 was saying, well, we wanted to emphasize the problem. You're supposed to be news. You're not supposed to make up stuff, and you're not supposed to emphasize anything. You're just supposed to put the facts out there. 60 Minutes had been caught numerous times in the late 80s and early 90s making stuff up. Saying, oh, this is, even in certain cases, this is real news footage. Come the later, we find out it's a dramatic recreation. Well, wait a minute, you just said this was real news footage. Well, no, we didn't mean it that way. Well, what did you mean? They're making stuff up. So CNN is not doing anything new. I mean, some people are shocked. How could this is new? They're making stuff. No, it's not new, folks. This is why I'm telling you that our biggest enemy is the lamestream media. It is the lamestream press. And it has been our biggest enemy for a long period of time, and we never knew it. We let these people dupe us night in and night out. We let these people dupe us every single morning that newspaper hit our breakfast table. Well, before, we didn't have an alternative. We couldn't check out most of this stuff on our own. There was no way for us to do it. There was no internet. There was no cross-checking. There was no referencing. There was no ability for the average person to go ahead and do that on a regular basis. Today, we can do that on a daily basis. Is this story true? And don't even look at Snopes. Screw Snopes. I tell people, look it up. Because what I'm telling you is the truth. And I challenge people to look it up. Because that's all I do. Every day, every night. I mean, I'm sitting in, you know, I get up oftentimes before, you know, by 7 a.m. I'm usually up or I don't go to bed until midnight or 1 or 2 in the morning. Why? Because I'm looking stuff up for this program. Because I need to know the truth so I can give it to you. And then after I do all of that research and I do all of that reading and video viewing, I then have the nerve to tell you to do what? Go look it up. Because the only way you're going to defeat these people is if you know the truth backwards and forwards. And you're not getting it from CNN. You're not getting it from MSNBC. You're not getting it from ABC. You're not getting it from CBS or NBC or PBS. You're not getting it from them. They are your biggest enemy. And I know you're thinking, well, Rod, what are we going to do? I mean, they're the only ones out there. No, they're not the only ones out there. There's a lot of alternative media. I know this. I know it's hard because you would have to go to a bunch of these, you know, second and third tiered news groups and blogs. You know, what is it? The OANN Network? One American News Network? I think that's the acronym, right? I know there's Newsmax. Well, Newsmax can't get any traction. Newsmax TV or whatever can't. Why? Because cable providers are refusing to carry Newsmax on their cable systems. So it's a cabal. And you get people like Alex Jones. Whether you like Alex Jones or not, you know, I don't really care for Alex Jones. I think half the time he's a total conspiracy nut job. But the point is, he's giving an alternative or an alternate opinion. And a lot of times he's dead on factual when it comes to stuff that's happening in our everyday lives. I'm not talking about the conspiracy theory stuff. I'm talking about the news stuff. That's why, but the problem is he's trying to make that stuff appear on left-wing platforms. Of course they're going to hate him. Of course they're going to attack him. Of course they're going to ban him. They have no choice. They can't allow that to happen. Of course Google is going to, you know, push him down to the bottom. You know, hey, you know, you're a... Your search term has returned 5 billion results, and Alex Jones is going to be down there at the bottom of the 5 billion. They're going to push him down. I mean, look, I know a lot about these algorithms. Nobody knows exactly what the algorithms do because they all keep this hush-hush. But you can figure out how algorithms work. And you see people trying to teach people all the time, give them the little tricks and secrets of how to get to the top of certain, you know, certain search pages with certain search results. And a lot of times it has to do with, you know, your reach. Now, folks, I got to tell you, I've done some searching on certain topics, terms, and I know I have a massive reach because I have an article or a blog that is reprinted everywhere. And you know when I appear on those? Oftentimes I appear like on the fifth or seventh page. And then it's two pages full of me. On this page, on this page, on this page, on this page. Not just, you know, on rodeckles.net, but all over the place. Like, well, if this is reprinted so often, and it hits every one of the search term words, why is it pushed down so far? Obviously, everybody's reading it because everybody wants to see it because everybody's reposting it. Well, it's because of this push-down effect. And if you take the search term and you look at the first page, it's all left-leaning stuff. It's all a cabal, folks. You're not going to win by posting your stuff on Twitter, on Facebook. You're not going to win by hoping that Google is going to allow their search engine to let you appear at the top of their search term of a search term. They're all in it together. You're not going to win by demanding that Congress regulate, because they're going to regulate, and the regulation is going to harm everybody, but it's mostly going to harm those on the right. It's mostly going to harm those seeking the truth. You're not going to win that way. So you got to stop it. You're complaining and crying to your enemy. That's why they're laughing at you. Sure, you can let off some steam by going on Twitter and talking about Jack Dorsey all day long. He doesn't really care. It just makes you feel better. I mean, I do it every once in a while. That's great. But the point is, they're not going to change. They're just going to laugh at you. They are laughing at you. Now, we can complain about CNN all day long. The point is you've got to stop utilizing them. Period. I mean, you could... Maybe you want to go to, you know, CNN every once in a while for a comedy bit, but it shouldn't be comedy on a news network. But it is. You've got to stop giving your enemy the ammunition. The biggest way to fight back is if you start supporting, you don't even have to demand. Don't even call, you know, don't even bother with your cable companies are out anyway. I mean, people are cutting the cord left and right. Cable companies are still losing net subscribers. ESPN has lost millions. How many, what are they down? 9 million viewers now? The last numbers I saw. ESPN is dead. They're gone. Don't pay attention to them. CNN has no viewers in America. I mean, the only thing keeping them afloat is their international, and that's starting to take a hit because airports around the world are starting to put in alternative sources, even Fox International, even non-news networks. I think, doesn't Atlanta have HGTV, the Atlanta airport? Did I hear Atlanta has HGTV on some of their monitors now? Well, HGTV has more viewers than CNN. Why not? It's a benign channel. Now, I don't know if I didn't check on that. I thought I heard that. Or maybe it wasn't in Atlanta. Some airport, I think, has got HGTV now and on some of the airport monitors. Maybe it's not the Atlanta airport. I just, for some reason, I'm connecting it with Atlanta. Well, maybe because that's where CNN is headquartered in Atlanta, right? Maybe that's why I was thinking Atlanta. Now I'm going to have to go check. See, I got to go look it up. I got a memory. Now I remember seeing it somewhere. So now I got to go look it up. But I'm pretty sure it was HGTV is now going to appear in some airports. But anyway, good for HGTV if that's actually factual. But this is what you got. You just got to stop utilizing. So at some point, and sure, you can start making your feelings known to, you know, the airport. We don't like CNN. Give us a different channel. Now, if they hear from enough, you know, customers, flyers, passengers, they'll make a change. And I'm sure that's what's the reason for HGTV possibly going in on a couple of monitors at an airport. But you can't complain to the leftists directly. You can't complain to Twitter. They're not. The only thing Twitter's going to do is make new rules and algorithms that are going to shut you up, which is exactly what they've done. You can't go and complain to Facebook. You know how you complain to these two? You know how you complain to left-leaning social media? By going to right-leaning social media. That's how you complain. You start taking views. Trust me, Facebook is going to have to do something about its floundering numbers. Because advertisers aren't going to pay money for a platform that doesn't have any views. If you've gone from 8 billion monthly views to 4 billion monthly views, well, that's a lot of ad revenue that you're losing. And you've got to keep doing that to Facebook. You've got to keep signing off, logging off, staying off, whatever. Like I said, I've dumped, except for one group. I've dumped all my groups and pages on Facebook. Don't have any. Just that one. Because somebody asked me to put it up. Great, I did. I don't promote it. It's just there. The Radical Show group is just there. You know, every once in, you know, twice a week or something, I'll log in and post something on there. But that's about, I don't try to make it active. I mean, I just did it to see what happens. And I've begun to take myself out of Facebook groups, other groups. You know, the ones that I don't control and own. And I can't believe how many that I didn't sign up for half of these things. It's ridiculous. And most of my tweets I don't post them on Twitter. I respond to a lot of stuff on Twitter. But most of my fresh tweets that I create don't come from Twitter. I post them on Gab, which automatically then I have connected to Twitter to post. And I don't let some stuff automatically get posted over to Twitter. So it's not 100%. It's probably about 90%. Because they're the enemy, Twitter. When we come back, I want to play something for you that I think you're really going to love. So don't go anywhere, folks.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.